Good Thursday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. And we are so glad that you are here with us this afternoon, as we broadcast live from our studios in Austin, Texas. Beautiful Austin, Texas. We just had a huge storm roll through these last couple of days and just gave everything a nice big drink. And here we are getting ready to enjoy a nice sunny day, 84 degrees. So excited. I love the springtime here in Austin. In fact, actually, I love all seasons here in Austin because we actually do have some seasons here. Right. Okay, you're going to have to prop this up, baby. Well, that is the beauty of live, is our microphone was not working, so you are not hearing us on bpnradio.com. I am so sorry about that. We are going to get going here in a second, get my microphone all situated. I think we're good. Okay, yes, I think the people on Facebook Live can hear me. We're just needing to make sure that we can hear me on bpnradio.com because that's where a majority of our listeners are listening from, is through bpnradio.com and the TuneIn app. So I don't know, you still have, is it because you still have the speaker plugged in? So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to let my husband, thank goodness he is here, I'm going to let him get started on all the technical stuff, let him worry about that so that we can just go ahead and get going. Hopefully my microphone volume is okay because it's still quite a ways away from me. So today I'm going to have to try really hard to stay in one place because my microphone is in one place. Now, before we get started, I do want to share with you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given throughout this broadcast. But like I said before, we're delighted that you are here and that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And we are just so thankful for our loyal listeners and our loyal contributors. You guys, this is a ministry that is definitely growing, and it's growing because of y'all. We are growing because of you. And we know that Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday are two of our most listened to programs here at BPN Radio because people desire to hear a word from the Lord. And so, as Pastor Dale has said for years and years and years, that one word from God can change your life forever. And boy, don't we know that. So today, like I said, my name's Allison Kieber, and I have the honor of leading Prophetic Thursday here at BPN Radio. I'm so honored to have been given this place to be able to exercise the gifts and talents that God has put inside of me. And I'm just thankful that y'all keep coming back and tuning in. My husband Ian and I, we work together. I think that I share this each and every time, but I always have to make sure that I honor him because along with the rest of our staff behind the scenes and what they do here to make sure that this ministry is hitting the airwaves, to make sure that we are broadcasting around the globe, around the clock. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And even when it comes to the ministry side, there's a lot of work that is done by the spouses. Obviously, Jean Gentry, who's been married to Dale for 57 years this year, and they've been in the ministry for 51. She is just the pillar of an example of what it's like to have to both of you be in ministry, right? And to walk that out. And so we're just so thankful to have Dale and Jean Gentry being mentors in our life. And a mentor being defined as not only someone who shows you how to do something, but who cares about you as a person as well. And so mentors are hard to find, but when you do, you've got to grab onto them and you've got to glean from their wisdom and from their love. So thankful to have them in our lives. Now, as we get started, I have to share with you that is my belief that one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave humanity was not sight, but vision, right? Vision is sight. Hear me out. Sight is a function of the eyes, right? But vision is a function of the heart. Vision is a function of the heart. And you can have sight, but still have no vision, right? And so throughout history, progress has been made only by people who have seen, right? Who have seen, quote unquote, seen things that were not yet here, right? They've seen the things that were not yet here. And so they had a vision, is seeing the future before, right? Is seeing that future before it comes to being. It's a mental picture, right? It's a mental picture of your destiny, of the promises that God has for you. And so it's really important to remember that as we dive in today, I share that word with you because a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she cannot give you your vision. That will come to you as and be revealed to you as you walk with God and as you listen to him and you follow him. And God puts his thoughts in us through the Holy Spirit, right? So through the Holy Spirit, God's thoughts are being downloaded into us. And if God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. There will be a passion and a fire where you say, I've got to walk that out. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. I'm going to delete that phone call that's coming in. If you know it, the offices here in the Kiever world get busy. And so sometimes my husband's phone comes off when we pause for a second on Facebook. But as many of you know, 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part and say we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It's just simply a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. And so a prophetic word can be a now word. It can be a future word. It can be a confirming word, or it can be a brand new word. And so you must receive this word with your spirit. You must receive this word with your spirit because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity, right, to receive the things from the supernatural, right? It does not have the capacity to do so. And so once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of it. And how do you take ownership of it? You write it down. Write it down and begin to rehearse it. This is a word from the Lord for you. And it is important that you don't just scribble it down and be like, yeah, that's nice if that comes to fruition someday. Like, that sounds great. If there's a word that's given to you and your spirit is stirring, you need to take ownership of that word. You need to declare, that word's for me, right? Declare that word, write it down, and rehearse it, right? And so after your prophecy's been received, then here's the important part. Is you have to rest in that word. Now, I dove into this a little bit more last week, so I won't dive into it again, but how important it is to rest in the word that we receive. Again, so many desire to hear a word from the Lord, but sometimes the Lord has given us a word, and because we're too anxious about wanting to find a word that fits in for what we want it to fit into instead of what God's plan is, right? Then we try to force a new word, right? We try to, well, okay, that one was okay, but like I really kind of want this new one. And so then what happens is we're not resting in the word that God gave us. And so I can honestly tell you that I've had many words spoken to me over many of years, and some that I have seen played out exactly as they were spoken, and many that I've still yet to see come forth, right? Some of them were really big and grandiose, and they were, you know, they were hard to swallow because I knew they weren't a now word. They're just, they weren't a now word. But we also have to remember that there's seed, time, harvest, right? And in the time is that we call it the meantime, right? So the word from God, the seed, and then when it comes to fruition, the harvest in between that is time. And so only God knows that time, right? But in that time is also persistent action towards the harvest, right? So I always look at it this way, and a farmer does not plant a seed without the expectation that if he puts in the work in the meantime, that there's going to be a harvest. And so that same thing is true when God speaks a word to you, that seed is going to have to be followed by your action, right? You receiving that word, you getting into action, and you having the belief and the faith that the harvest is coming, the harvest of that seed is coming. Now, God's time, as we know, is always perfect, right? But we have to make a choice to stand in agreement with his timing and his will, right? Because if we try to force something, we might be able to force something. We, you know, some of us have been able to force a few things, but if it's not God's plan, will, and purpose, even if it was in the word that he spoke, and we think that's what the harvest is supposed to look like, if it's not God's harvest, then it won't be what he had for us. And there will still be, here we are, in the meantime. And so I believe with my whole heart, right, that it's perfectly planned each and every time for me. That God's word is perfectly planned each and every time for me, right? Not every word will make sense at the time. Again, your spirit will be stirred. This is for you. This is a small piece of a much bigger picture for you to dive in to this with God more, right? Dive in more with God because he wants to speak to you directly. Now, many of you have heard our story, but I'm going to share it really quick because we've got a lot of new people who are joining us that we've heard our story of how we've come to BPN Radio. But for those of you who don't know, my friend Callie Hargraves, who some of you have heard, she also works here at BPN Radio and contributes, and she does prophetic, and she's doing some really great interviews with some really godly women and men right now for BPN Radio. She gave me a prophetic word. Where she really told me to start praying for my grandchildren and my great grandchildren. And though I'd been obviously praying for my children, that's fairly easy. That kind of seems like a duh, like of course we're praying for our children. But I hadn't really been praying for like multiple generations. I didn't know how, and so I wasn't doing that. And the Lord knew that, right? Like he knew how I was praying. He hears my prayers. He knows the communication that we're having, right? And so my husband and I started praying into that word that Callie had given us. And it was an expanded word, of course. But we started praying into that. And one day we heard the Lord tell us that we were going to move to Austin, Texas. Now, I'd never seen Austin, never been here. My husband had come through here one time, like, you know, 20 years prior and seen it for a hot second. So neither of us really knew what Austin had in store. And so we didn't act immediately, right? Even though we heard God, we'd been praying about it, we didn't act immediately. Instead, we prayed more into that word, right? And we waited for the confirmation, right? And so then when confirmation came, then we acted, right? Confirmation came from God, then we acted. And so again, there was prayer, action, confirmation, action, right? And we loaded up the moving truck to go to a place that we'd never seen. And nearly a year after living here in Austin, I was introduced to our neighbor, Dale Gentry. Well, we later found out that Dale was the spiritual father of the woman who had prophesied over me so many years prior. More confirmation from God, right? More confirmation from God that the man who lived on the same street as we moved to was the spiritual father of the woman who prophesied over me thousands and thousands of miles away years and years prior. And so proof that one word from God can literally change your life forever. Now, I've had other scenarios where God has spoken to me in my dreams. I had a dream when I was pregnant with our first child. God very clearly showed me a little girl that had blonde hair and blue eyes. And if any of you are seeing me on Facebook, you can look and see that I'm very opposite of that. But I saw her very clearly. This was a very vivid image that always sat with me. I saw her you know, we had our little girl who has brown eyes and brown hair and olive skin, and so that wasn't the picture that God had showed me. Then we had a baby that we lost and God brought back to heaven, and that was not that child that I had seen. Then we had a son, and so of course that was not that child that I'd seen. And then one day when I thought we were finished having children, God said, you're going to have one more, and it's going to be the little girl that I showed you. I'm going to get choked up. It's going to be the little girl that I showed you so long ago. And so, you know, I have to tell you guys that when God showed me that vision initially, I was living my life as an atheist. I was not a believer at the time that I originally saw this vision that God gave me in a dream. And so, we had that little blonde-haired, blue-eyed, light-skinned girl, and she's beautiful, Emmy Jean, and she's amazing. But I share this with you because it's so important that we understand that God is always wanting to talk to us. And he's talking to us through so many different ways. He's not just using a person with a prophetic gift to talk to you. He's literally using your dreams and signs and your children, whatever he can use, he's trying to use to talk to you. So there are things in your life that keep coming up, right? That God's trying to talk to you, circumstances, situations, people that are coming into your life that God's talking to you about. And I'm going to share a little bit more about what's happening in this season and what God's revealed, because I believe that we're supposed to share our testimonies so that others can be healed and be set free. And so I want to encourage you that whatever words that you are given prophetically, dive deeper into those and dive deeper into the relationship and the communication with your Father, right? Because that's what he's really wanting. So as we go into the actual prophetic words, before we get started, I want to invite each and every one of you to open in prayer with me. Now, of course, I always like to remind everybody, we've been praying all morning. That's what we do here in the studios. And so your names have been prayed over each and every day from the moment that you've submitted them. Your names have been prayed over. But I'll like to just, as we go into this, start with prayer. Won't you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you that you are here with us right now in this moment, God, that you never leave us or forsake us, God, even when we try to doubt that your presence is not here, when we doubt in the dark, God, that you remind us with the light to not doubt in the dark what you have shown us in the light, God. And I thank you for what you continue to show us in the light. God, I pray for each and every one of those who are listening today, that their spiritual ears be opened, God, spiritual eyes be opened, that today, if someone's here and they hunger for a word word from you, God, that they receive that word, whether their name's attached to it or not, God, that they receive that word today. I'm believing today, God, that you have a lot to say. You have a lot to say to those who are listening. You have a lot of hearts that you want to touch and inspire and motivate and move into action today, God. Thank you, Jesus, for this ministry, for this vehicle, for technology, God, that allows us to broadcast this ministry around the globe, that allows us to touch lives wherever they are at and to meet people wherever they're at. Thank you, God, that we serve a church without walls, without borders, God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you. We thank you, God, for today. We thank you for each and every moment that you continue to walk us through, God. And that as we live a life under construction for you, God, that we grow and we expand as construction shows us that we are supposed to do. We thank you, God. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you that you are working all of the equipment out so that everything broadcasts perfectly over the airwaves, over Facebook. We thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started now. The first word that I have this morning is for Rebecca. Rebecca C. Rebecca, you've been anointed with the gift of preaching. You've been anointed with the gift of preaching, but yet you've stayed very quiet. Religious people have told you, and they've even quoted very specific scripture that has told you that God doesn't want and doesn't allow for you to preach. God says, those are lies. Those are lies. No more allowing people to use specific verses to hold you back from what I created you to be, from what my entire word says. He says, you were made to lead women. Rebecca, you are made to lead women. Preach his word. He says, no more being held back by others' disbelief and judgment. Rebecca, the root of your name means captivating. Captivating is the root of your name. You have a gift of captivating people with your words, your presence, your energy, and your spiritual gifts. And he wants you to know more about your name. He wants you to dive into knowing your name, knowing your ancestral lineage of your name. But he says, know the root is captivating. Captivating, Rebecca. And Rebecca C., I just want to bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you and I bless these words that God is speaking over you. I bless the permission that he has just given you to walk out what you have felt is in your heart for a long time. He's given you permission to preach his word, to go out and preach the gospel to women who are hungry, women who desire to learn more, women who desire to have a relationship closer to him. I bless you, Rebecca, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, and this next word that I have is for Terry and Daniel. Terry and Daniel. Your small is someone else's big. Your small is someone else's big. Everything you do matters. It may seem like no one is watching you, but they are. Eliminate the need to know if others see you. And trust that he has all of the right people watching you. You both carry a great gift of influence, not just in your words, quote unquote, from a stage, but in your everyday walk. I heard God say that he told you that you would speak to many together from a large stage. This was a promise that he spoke to you, a vision that he gave you, that you would speak together, standing side by side, from a large stage. But when he spoke that word to you, you created a picture of what the stage looked like in your own mind. And he said the picture that you created, Terry and Daniel, was actually much smaller than the one that he has prepared for you. The picture that you have created of the stage where you will speak together is much smaller than the one that he has prepared for you. Terry and Daniel, the world is waiting to hear you speak the things of which your spiritual ears have heard and your spiritual eyes have seen. The stage is prepared. Fulfill God's assignment. Fulfill God's assignment. And Terry and Daniel, I just want to bless you right now. I want to bless you in Jesus' name. I want to bless the stage that God has prepared for you, that his stage is so much bigger than the one that you saw in your mind when he first spoke these words to you. And I thank you, Jesus, for your expansion on this word right now. In fact, I hear God saying that even the audience to which you thought you would be speaking is not the audience that he has prepared for you. It's a much larger, a much more attentive audience. These people, thank you, Jesus. I hear him saying right now, the people that are going to be sitting in the audience are literally going to be hanging on every word that you speak because they can feel that it's drawing them closer to God with every word that you speak. With every word that you speak, you will speak with eloquence and confidence. And you will speak life into people where before only death has been spoken. These people are hungry, and you two together will be the ones who feed them with God's words, with his hope, with his love, with his grace. And I bless you, Terry and Daniel, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God bless you, in Jesus' name. All right, and so the next word that I have is for Sherry R. and Springton, Sherry R. in Springtown, Texas. There we go. Sherry R. in Springtown, Texas. Sherry, I got a picture of this as well as God was showing me, he was giving me your word. He says, you've got your umbrella up, but it's no longer raining. You've got your umbrella up, but it's no longer raining. The storms have passed, but yet you still allow them to control your steps. I hear God saying that someone a long time ago has caused you some deep pain, and you've tried many times to forgive, but the hurt and the pain has carried over to almost every area of your life. Your umbrella, your sturdy wall that you keep up for quote unquote just in case, like there's an expectation that someday it will come back. But here's what God says, it's time to let your umbrella come down. Will there be rain in the future? He says, yes, but with water, all things grow. You're in a new season, Sherry, one of great joy and great expectation. But until you walk out in total and complete forgiveness, this demon will continue to walk into every season of your life with you. Sherry, he's right there with you right now. Right now. Right now, as these words were being spoken, you can feel his overwhelming love and presence. He's reaching out to you, and he's asking you to hand over the umbrella. Hand over the hurt. Hand over the pain. And be completely set free. Just as your father, as he was nailed upon the cross, cried out, Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they do. In Luke 23:24. He wants to hear you verbally cry out just as he did. cry out, Father, please forgive them. Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Cry it out, Sherry, because the bravest thing that you can do is right now, forgive those who don't deserve your forgiveness. Just as those soldiers who divided up his garments and cast lots didn't deserve the Father's forgiveness. But with some of his last breaths, he said, Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Sherry, you can do it too. He says, be set free, my love. My beloved, be set free right now in my name. And Sherry, sweet, sweet Sherry, I bless you right now. Some of the words that God gives us aren't always the most easiest words to swallow. And sometimes forgiveness can be so much easier said than done. But he's given his power. His power resides inside of you, Sherry. The power of forgiveness. He wants to hear you cry out just as his son did on that cross. Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they have done. And I bless you, Sherry. I bless you as the umbrella comes down, and that when the rain falls again, that it's not a hurting rain, that it's a growing and expanding rain. And I bless you, Sherry, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, so this next word that I have, ironically, is actually very similar. And those words that I actually just delivered right there were from last week. People had left their names last week, but we didn't get time to get to their words. So this word, though, came to me this morning. And this word is for the woman who faithfully listens, but she has yet to leave her name. And I feel like that woman is listening now. She's yet to leave her name, and she awaits patiently for God to finally stir in her spirit and reveal a word for her. This is your word. Something was taken from you. It was stolen from you as a young girl. So very many years ago, and it left a hole. A hole that you have tried to fill for what feels like your entire life. Nothing has ever filled the void. And although you've prayed over and over and over again, it seems as if God himself can't even fill it. Today, God wants to address this hole, this void. He says, it's time to go and grab that little girl by the hand. Go walk with her. Walk through the hurt. Walk through the void. And walk into forgiveness. Walk into the healing. The void was never meant to be filled with anything except forgiveness and love. You might say, how can love fill this? Because you must realize and you must come into agreement that this was never your fault. You weren't broken. You never were. You're not damaged goods. You never were. You've always been the girl, the woman that God formed you to be. Let your heart be troubled no longer. be healed and fully restored in Jesus' name. And he gave me this scripture for you, John 14:27. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of sound mind. Shrinking back from reality will not fill this void. It will not make it disappear. You are not created to be torn by your emotions. And today, this void gets filled. You are not a coward. You are an overcomer. And I just want to bless you right now. The woman who knows that this is her word. He wouldn't even give me a name. I asked over and over and over again. And he said, a name does not need to be given, for she will know that this word is for her. I bless you. And I bless that little girl who was left hiding in a corner, scared and afraid, when so much was taken from her. And I bless today that you are going to go and pull her out of the corner, and you are going to speak life and love back into her. And then together you are going to walk out forgiveness. Forgiveness for yourself. You are going to let go of the hate, and you are going to forgive those who hurt you and stole from you. You are going to forgive all of the different ungodly ways that you, throughout your life, tried to fill this void. And I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless that today is a new day, and today is the day that you both walk free. For that little girl is healed, and the void is filled in the woman who has been searching for so long. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whew. This next word that I have is for Leslie A. in Topeka, Kansas. Leslie A. in Topeka, Kansas. The very first words that God spoke were, let there be light. Genesis 1:3. The very first words that God spoke, let there be light. He says, Leslie, it's time to speak to the dark. The dark places, the dark thoughts, the dark words. Speak, let there be light. Let there be light. He's given you the power and the authority to step into these places. And with the command of your words, through his spirit and authority, you will speak light into some of the darkest places. Yes, you can expect that others will try to pull you down. That's what those who live in the dark do. But do not fall into their weak traps. Instead, speak light. All things be revealed and come out of hiding in the light. Leslie, you are very powerful. And for far too long, the dark has had you believing that you are not. Yes, you have known the dark. You have become very familiar with the dark. But you also know the light. And you've seen the light. And that's why he's assigning this powerful ministry to you, Leslie. This powerful ministry to you, Leslie. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. And I bless you, Leslie. And I bless the dark places that you will enter. And thank you, Jesus. I just hear him saying that you are going to enter back into some dark places that you once swore you'd never go back to. And you swore you'd never go back to those places because when you left them, you knew that they were dark places that didn't have a place for you. But God can heal and he can restore. He's healed and he's restored you. And he's putting you back into those dark places you swore you'd never go back to. Because when you swore you'd never go back to them, they were a place of, I'll never go back to that old person. And he said, well, that old person, she's dead. She's dead. So you're going back into these dark places, thank you, Jesus, as this new person, as this powerful being who has the Holy Spirit with her and walking alongside of her. You will go in there and you will bring in light. And Leslie, I just see God showing me right now, like this really like super dark place, like it's a dark room, like the walls are black. The floor is black, like everything is black. There's no light into it. But I just see like you're going to bust through the doors. And can you imagine like all of those people that are like hiding in the corners, they're even blending in with the black. I see it so clear. They're even blending in with the blackness in the corners and in the shadows and on the floor and in the middle of the room because it's so dark. But you're going to fling the doors open and all that light is just going to burst in. Is just going to burst in, and there are going to be people who are going to run to you. They're going to run to you, and they're going to say, I've been waiting for you to come back and get us. We've been waiting for you to come back and get us. And I bless you, Leslie. Thank you, Jesus, for expanding that word. I bless you, Leslie, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I'm going to let my husband come over here and pray for some of you who have been putting your names in, and he's been writing those names down, and for him to just share a little bit with you, but also too, so I can grab a drink real quick, and I'll be right back with some more words.
Doing so great, baby. Just I know I love that she honors me, but I want to honor her. I know how much effort she puts into this each and every week and how much she enjoys it. And, you know, it's a ministry. We are volunteers. And she does this of her own free will, takes the time and effort to go through your names and to sit alone with God and to call on the Holy Spirit to guide her and guide her hand in writing down what she receives. And so I just want to say thank you, baby, for doing that. And I know all of you are super appreciative. I see a lot of people today asking for prayer. And I want to, as a community, all of us, to pray for those who've been asking for prayer. Number one, Christopher J says, pray for his family as his uncle passed last night. So if you would, just all of you who are listening via BPN radio or out there on Facebook Live, just extend out to Christopher J and join me in prayer. And Lord, we thank you for Christopher and his family. We thank you for the life of his uncle and that life is now in your hands, God. We just are so grateful for all that he lived, and we thank you for the memories that his uncle left with his family, that those memories live on and that it changed the direction and changed the way people see the world, that his uncle had that influence on people that ultimately brought more people to you, Lord. We just lift up Christopher and his family, Lord, that again, they find comfort knowing that where their loved one is right now is in your arms and enjoying the comforts of that afterlife that's so promised. Lord, we love you. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And for any of you else out there who may be dealing with loss right now, we pray for you. We pray for your families. We pray that you can be focused on the life, the new life that they are stepping into rather than the old life left behind. I know when I lost my father, I had a choice to feel that extreme grief, and grief is going to come. We all handle it differently, but I chose joy. I chose joy for when my dad passed. I chose joy for the life that he's given me, for the lives that he touched, for the light that he shined of God's through him in his life. And when you find gratitude for the things that you do have, and instead of the sorrow for things that you don't, it's a wonderful distinction that can help change your heart in an instant. And if you're having trouble with that, you know, we'll pray to God to help you find gratitude for those things. And again, if you're seeking people to pray with, or you want people to pray for you, I encourage you to head over to bpnradio.com. And there you can find links to Let's Pray America, and you can fill out a prayer request form that allows us to pray with you and pray for you. There is a prayer hotline as well that you can call into, and we have people on staff that want to pray for you and pray with you. And obviously call God to help you through whatever it is that you're dealing with right now. So, David D, I see, pray for his twin sons that are three. And I don't know about you, David, but we always were told that it was terrible twos, and then we had kids of our own, and we really think that the threes were a lot harder than the twos. And I can imagine with twin boys, you get double that effort. So we just pray for you, God, David. We pray, David, that you're able to stay present with all of the wonderful instances that happen with raising twin boys, that that you stand strong as that God-loving father, that you institute just a home where they feel safe, where you recognize the wonderful lives that God has put into your hands. We pray that God's hand and safety be over those boys and over your family. And we pray that in Jesus' name. So, David, I hope that speaks to you. I see Linda B is asking for supernatural healing prayers. And Linda B, whatever you're dealing with today, we call in God's mighty healing power to overcome you, to wrap around you, to run through your body, and for supernatural healing to happen for you. And I got to say, last night my son pulled out his kid's Bible, and he opened up to the story that he wanted to read was the story of the man who went to Jesus, whose daughter was sick for a month, and she passed away. And on the way back, Jesus had stopped to help others, and he said, "Don't worry." And they got there, and she had passed, but Jesus said, "No, she's awake. She's alive. She's just sleeping," and woke her from the dead. And so he said, and along that path, the old woman that he met that touched him, and he said, "Who touched me?" And she said, "I knew if I touched you, I would be healed." And she was. And he said, "You believed. You believed." Right? Oftentimes when we're looking at the world around us and there's so much misbelief and that happens around us that sometimes it can seep into us to what we truly are to believe. And we just call on Jesus' supernatural healing powers to lift up Linda B in her time of need, Lord. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's see, we've got Misty Williams said, pray for her son and her family. Her son is off to boot camp. Well, thank you for your son for answering the call of duty to protect those of us here in this nation that get to practice our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, and to be there on the front lines for us. And Misty, we pray for you. I know that sometimes can be the most uncomfortable situation, but we pray that your son has Jesus around him wherever he goes, that you are lifted up in your heart. I know letting go of your babies to entrusting the hands into someone else can be ultimately super difficult, but I know that he's going to be strengthened into quite the young man there in his boot camp, and we pray for you. We bless you, Misty, and your family for all of this. You know that it's so amazing communication these days that your son can go off to boot camp and you can still be in touch with him almost each and every single day. I think back to a time in the past where, you know, your son went off to boot camp and you would never hear from him like until they came back. Suddenly they'd show up at your door again. Like when my dad was in the Marine Corps, that was kind of how it was. Like you might write a letter, but you might get home before the letter got there. So, you know, we lift you up, Misty, you and your family, and we pray blessings over you and safety over your son. And I see Mirka says pray for her family. So we've got lots of prayers for family. And as a community, you know, we want to rise up to be praying for each other, to be praying safety and blessings over each other's families. We just thank you all for being a part of this and for doing that again for each other. That's what we're called to do as a community. So just want to thank you guys for being a part of BPN Radio and remind you that there are those great resources available to you through bpnradio.com. I encourage you to go there to register as a member of Breakout Ministries, where your names will be prayed for daily. Pastor Dale and Gene print out the names and pray over them each and every day, and the new names are added. And they print those out as they come in. So I encourage you to register at bpnradio.com. For those of you, I want to give you an opportunity to give an offering for this ministry as well right now. Obviously, your tithes and offerings and those members of Breakout Ministries are what keep this ministry going, allow us to broadcast, pay for the equipment, for the talents, for the people that are helping us to stay broadcasting 24 hours a day over the internet and across the world. It's a lot more difficult than you might think it is, and we appreciate those tithes and offerings. They help us continue to move this ministry forward. And if it's on your heart to give today, you can do so by heading to bpnradio.com, where you'll see the donate button in the upper right, and that will allow you to give to the ministry through PayPal via a debit or credit card. Or if you prefer to send a check, you can do so by making your checks out to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. So your gifts and donations are much appreciated, and are also, of course, a tax deduction, as we are an official ministry with the IRS designation. So thank you for your giving and continued just being a part of this program and ministry. That's about it. I'll call my wife back up real quick as I know we're running out of time. She's got about 10 more minutes to deliver some more words. A parting thought is sometimes we get stuck in who we were in the past, and even though we've stepped in and we've said, Jesus, my life is yours, sometimes it's easy to forget what that means for us. And I encourage you to step into that. For those of you who've been believers for a long time, who were baptized long ago, who gave your life to Christ, to find that glory, that energy, that you know what overcame you when you first did that, and remember that each and every day, because that's the life that God wants you to walk out, not falling back into old habits and into old ways of thinking. Renew your mind, keep moving forward, and above all else, know that you are loved. So thank you, baby. Come on in.
Awesome. Thanks, babe. All right. Fantastic. Oh, love that. Good. And if you also, too, we have prayer ministry here on Fridays. We have intercession Fridays, and it's absolutely amazing. We're live on Facebook, on Dale Gentry's Facebook, as well as bpnradio.com, just praying with you, right? Rhonda Kinzer is here praying with you, and so you can catch that. I believe it's 10 to noon is when that is. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure that's when it is, Central Standard Time, but you can always check our scheduling too at bpnradio.com. And so thank you so much for your prayer requests. The next word that I have was for Sherry O in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Sherry, you've been given an amazing gift. You have the anointing to communicate with those who feel like they've lost their voice through your art. So you communicate through your heart to those who feel like they've lost their voice. Yes, God has placed a prophetic gifting inside of you, Sherry. People will share their dreams with you, and you will paint these dreams as God's promises for their lives. Your art will hang in great places, and your art pieces will be legacy pieces. These will be pieces that will be passed down from generations and to generations, telling of God's story, God's visions, God's dreams, God's promises, and his love and his power for his family. And it was many generations, he said, Sherry. So Sherry, I just want to bless you. I want to bless the gifting that God has given to you, this artistic talent that God has placed inside of you that will start to expand and go bigger. Again, I hear those words echoing over and over, that your art is literally communicating. That word is strong, communicating for those who feel like they've lost their voice. For those who feel like they've lost their voice. Thank you, Jesus. I feel him expanding on this word, Sherry, right now. I see you actually sitting down with women, and it's specifically women. I hear you, see you sitting down with women, and it's in a large kind of open area, and you've got an easel and paint, and you're sitting there, and these women are sharing their story. And as they're sharing their story, God's giving you a prophetic picture to paint. Thank you, Jesus. I see that when you're done with the conversation, what's going to happen is you're going to turn around this piece of art, and it's going to be the dream or the vision that God gave them, that God placed inside of them, that they didn't feel like they could actually communicate, but in the words that they spoke to you and the words that God was speaking to you as you were painting, Sherry, Sherry, I bless this ministry of yours, this gifting of yours that goes so far beyond just something that you enjoy. So far beyond just something that you enjoy for God's bigger plan and purpose. I bless you. I bless your paintbrushes, that with every stroke, thank you, Jesus, that there's healing, that's happening for these women. Again, women specifically is what I'm seeing, Sherry. And I bless you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let's see. Okay. So the next word that I have is, for Dana in Bristol, Connecticut. Dana, when I prayed over your name and I took your name to the Lord, I kept hearing one thing over and over and over again. He said, "You are such a great mom. You are such a great mom." And I just kept hearing that word over and over and over again. Your heavenly Father is so proud of you, Dana. You are a wonderful, respectful, and honoring wife. Don't let the lies of the enemy creep in because you're simply tired. He says this season that you're in is short, and walking with him daily will sustain you. Take rest in all of the craziness and the busyness of life. Your children may demand a lot of you right now, but there is enough. There's enough for you to go around to your children and your husband. And Dana, he says, not only are you a great mom, but you are worthy. You are worthy. And right now in this season, be reminded that your heavenly Father knows that you are good enough. And you are equipped enough. Dana, you are enough. And I bless you, Dana. I bless you. And I bless this season that you and your family are in. I bless that this season is short, but it's also a season that is full of blessed memories. They're blessed memories. And I thank you, Jesus. I hear him expanding and saying, just right now, I know you're tired, Dana, but take the time to just rest. Rest in the midst of the chaos. Rest in the midst of the busyness. Rest in him. He will sit there. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to sit there. I see you in a rocking chair, where you're literally, it's like, Jesus is sitting in the rocking chair and you're sitting on his lap as you're mothering your child. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that picture. And he's saying, yes, I know you're tired. Come sit here. Sit on my lap. Sit on your daddy's lap. Rest in me as your child sits on your lap and rests in you. And thank you, Jesus. I thank you for Dana. I thank you for the wonderful mother that she is, the fantastic, honoring, respectful wife that she is. And I thank you, God, for helping to sustain her and giving her rest while in the midst of craziness and busyness. And I bless you, Dana, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right. I've got a couple more words. And my husband's telling me I have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to be really quick. But I wanted to share this with you because this was something that was really poignant for me. And I'm probably going to have to be really quick about it. But I had this question for y'all. Do the same people keep showing up in your life? And they do for me. And so this was something that I've just recently walked through. And the truth be told, that I've felt like it was my job to help these people see their wicked ways, right? Can any of you relate to that? That was my job to help them see their wicked ways and my job to help them change. Well, God showed me that they're the same people keep showing up in your life because these are areas where you are wounded. These are areas where the wound is deep and you need to learn to love. And I just wanted to share that with you, because then he, of course, took me to the scripture of Matthew 22:37. And I love that he took me to Matthew 22:37 instead of the original, right? Because this was Jesus actually quoting scripture, right? Love God with all your heart and soul and all your mind. The first and greatest commandment. And the second is nearly as important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Satan and your ego would rather have you be right and stand on your own righteous high tower that you have built for yourself instead of addressing the wound in the loving way that Jesus does. Luke 6:35. If you want to be extraordinary, love your enemies. Do good without restraint. And don't expect anything in return. I just had to share that with you this morning because, again, it was something. Yes, Leslie, I believe that we did have a word for you. Fantastic. All right, guys, we're just going to close this in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, again, for this ministry. God, we thank you for each and every one of those loyal and faithful listeners who come each week expectant to hear a word from you, God. We thank you that the words that you delivered today did not just fall upon the ears and the hearts of those whose names were attached, that there were those who were listening today, God, that said, my name was not attached, but I received that word. And God, I just ask that your word be expanded in their lives, God, and that you are helping them grow closer to you. You are expanding the territory in which they stand. And I thank you, Jesus, for this ministry. I thank you, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, guys, have a great day. We love you. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.